From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States appears to be backing up tough talk about Iran by slapping new sanctions on 13 individuals and 12 entities linked to Tehran's ballistic missile program and its proxies across the Middle East. The targets include Iranian support networks in China and the United Arab Emirates that have been working to help Tehran obtain technology and materials needed to advance its ballistic missile program. In Iran, senior cleric Ayatollah Ahmad Khatami blasted the new sanctions, saying they will violate the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, known as the Iran Nuclear Deal. The Associated Press reporting that none of the new sanctions appear to reverse the Obama administration's suspension of sanctions as part of that 2015 nuclear deal. A spokesman for U.S. President Donald Trump said Israel's expansion of settlements will not help efforts to secure a peace with the Palestinians. But White House spokesman Sean Spicer stopped short Friday of condemning the controversial settlements already in place.
We don't believe that the existence of current settlements is an impediment to peace, but I think the construction or expansion of existing settlements beyond the current borders is not going to be helpful moving forward.
Spicer says President Trump is committed to peace and that it will be high on the agenda when Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu comes to the White House on February 15th. The Republican-led Congress narrowly passed a bill Friday toward fulfilling a promise to roll back the Obama administration regulations. The Senate passed legislation to end a rule requiring oil and gas companies to disclose payments from the U.S. and foreign governments. Democratic opponents argued the rule furthered transparency and helped prevent corruption in foreign governments dealing with oil companies. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.